Good afternoon. The storm system that brought all the early season snow to interior New York and New England late yesterday, overnight, and early this morning continues to track to the south and east of Long Island on its way east of New England and into the Canadian Maritimes. The back edge of the precipitation is now sweeping through eastern New York and New England, and we'll be left with mostly cloudy skies, a northwest breeze, and spotty and scattered rain and snow showers, and perhaps some areas of drizzle as temperatures climb into the middle and upper 30s on average for afternoon highs. As we get into the night tonight, more dry air will build in and partly cloudy skies will lead to temperatures dropping back into the upper 20s and lower 30s for overnight lows. This will set us up for a quiet start to the weekend. High pressure will build in, although there'll still be plenty of clouds around, so overall partly sunny and dry on Saturday. It'll be cooler than average still, but milder than it's been, with highs in the lower 40s. An Arctic front will make an approach during the day on Sunday with mostly cloudy skies. There is the risk of a snow shower possible late in the afternoon as high temperatures pull back into the mid-30s. That front will push through on Sunday night and into Monday morning with another round of snow showers, perhaps minor accumulation for the Monday morning commute, then partly sunny, windy, and cold in the afternoon with temperatures in the upper 30s. Behind this front, only in the lower 30s with a mix of sun and clouds and debris on Tuesday, and highs staying around freezing on Wednesday despite mostly sunny skies. Right now, it looks like high pressure will dominate the weather picture into Thanksgiving Day, which will be dry with a mix of sun and clouds and highs near 40 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a series of cold fronts dropping southward from Canada will lead to snow across the northern tier of the country. One front will approach the northern Rockies, then the northern plains, and light snow will overspread those areas. Snow is forecast to move southward with the cold front across the central Rockies and central plains and then the mid-Mississippi Valley by this evening. The northern and central Rockies could see 5 to 10 inches of snow associated with this system, and a swath of 2 to 4 inches of snow is expected from the northern plains to parts of the upper Midwest by Saturday morning, followed by a fresh surge of very cold weather for the second half of the weekend. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Hollywood, Florida, to a low of 12 below zero at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, rain, breezy, then gradual clearing in the lower 40s, Boston, rain and windy, then drying out in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, becoming windy with rain and snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 48 degrees, the average low, 32. The record high, 71, set in 2006, and the record low, 7, in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 6:48 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:31 p.m., 9 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered rain and snow showers this afternoon and highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a few rain and snow showers, lows right around 30 degrees. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, any rain and snow showers coming to an end this afternoon with highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, scattered rain and snow showers this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a few rain and snow showers and lows right around 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers through the afternoon and temperatures topping out close to 40. Partly cloudy tonight and lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, with a few scattered rain and snow showers this afternoon, and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny with highs reaching the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with some late-day snow showers on Sunday, mid-30s. Snow showers likely Sunday night and early Monday morning, then partly sunny, windy, and cold on Monday afternoon in the upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, colder with a breeze Tuesday, lower 30s. Mostly sunny, lower 30s on Wednesday. And for Thanksgiving Day, right now it looks dry with a mix of sun and clouds and highs around 40 degrees. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.